daf chav dalad amid beis. Let us just go over quickly the first half of the Gemara, because the whole Gemara is a hemshech. Hanitan al eishes ish. We had in the Mishnah, if a person was nitan al eishes ish, there's a law that he was mezana with an eishes ish. Beitziyua mitachas yodoi. So even though the boil that the people are saying he's a boil was kindness, so here there's a din of yaitzi, he's mechuyif to give again. Omar Rav ube edim. So Rav said that halacha that the nitan has to give a get, it's tafki if there were edim, he was mezana with her. Omar Rav Sheishes Amino Kinaim Veshochi Vrav Omar Lohoshmaitze. That Rav is making a terrible mistake. The Sanya, we learned about Raisa Anitan Aleishes Ish. Vaitziyuo Al Yodoi Venizgarsho Mitachas Yedei Acher. People were saying that this person was Mizana with Anishes Ish. And he gave her a get. The husband gave her a get. V'nizgarsho mitachas yidei acher. And someone married her. And then this person gave her a get. Imkonas lo yaitzi. Now the nitan was koines lo yaitzi. But it seems this din of imkonas lo yaitzi only applies if it was nizgarsha mitachas yidayacha, so they would seem she married someone else, so that subdued the curl that people were speaking about, that she was mizane with this nitan. She got married to someone else. So the Gemara says, Eichidami, how is this Baraisa speaking? He the ike edim, if there are edim, she was mezana, ki yosa acha ba'afse kele kole may have it. So, was gate miron that there's no koil? But there's edim that he was mezana with her. So therefore, there should also be a din imkona shiitzi. Hello, love, the like edim. There are no edim. V'taime, so koch, we have to say there's no edim. V'taime, the osa acher v'avseke lekola. So there's no edim. So it says, if she got married in between to someone else after the get, then he gave her a get. So that's mapsik the ko. So then is imkonas lo yoitzi. Olav hochi mafkina. So we see from this baraisa, that a keil alone, because of a keil alone, we're mighty from the bile, from the nita. Om alachora, hu adin, the afal gav the loy osa acher, the avse keil akola afilu. We wouldn't have this kiddushin of acher and the gerishin mimenu. He ike eidim mavkina, he like eidim loy mavkina. And here we are speaking about, if it says, Yosa Acher, is Yosa Acher, Sakoch, so it's like Mavkinen, is Akoch, this is like Aida. But Hochi come out, Afal Gab, the Osa Acher, Afseke, Lekolo, Lachatchilo, Lechnis. That what it says, that imkonas lo yaitzi is not coming, since there was no edim, it's not coming to tell us imkonas lo yaitzi. It's coming to tell us that lachatchila lo yichneis. Meisvei sal koponim. So what are we saying? So Rav said pshat in this bereise, that this bereise is speaking about a case where there was no edim. If there was edim, there was zicha b'im kona sheitzi. So it's speaking about a case where there were no edim. And in a chanami, it would always be im konas lo yaitzi. With a kill, because of a kill, you will not make a halacha that the nitan has to be maitzi. Meisve, another kashe on Rav. The Baraisa says, "Bamed dvorim amurim, kshein labonim." When is there a din of konas yaitzi kshein labonim? Avo yesh labonim, but if the first husband had bonim from her, and if we will say that the nitan has to go and give a get, so the bimaitzi laws on the bonim loisaitze. Then is loisaitze from the nitan. So the Brais is saying, when is there a din of taitze from the nitan? When there won't be an etzos laws on the children. Then we say that the nitan should be moitzi a beget. But if the Baal had children from her, and by saying that the Nitan has to give her a get, so we're saying that we are assuming that he was Mizane with this Ishe, so then will be Maitzi Laz on the Kashrus of the children. Savo Yesh Labonim Loisaitse. Ve'im Bo Eide Tume. But if Adim came and said that he was Mizana, afilo yesh lo kama bonim, teitze. So here we see klar in this baraisa that there is a din of teitze by ein lo bonim. So that's not like Rav with a kail baume, and if there's Adim afilo yesh lo bonim, there's a din teitze. Is Rav Muki Lalamas Nisan B'yesh Labonim B'yesh La'edim. So the Gemara answers, according to this Mahalach, that Rav is Meidetake, B'ein Labonim, with a Keil is Teitze. Now what Rav said, that the Mishnah is speaking about Tavka that they were Edim, because the Mishnah is speaking about Yesh Labonim. So by Yesh Labonim, the only time there is Teitze, the only time there is Teitze by Yesh Labonim, is Dafke if there is Edim. So Dachsim the Kerem Eire says that according to this Mahalach, we can now say a different pshat in the first Baraisa also. Now we came to the conclusion that Eila Bonim, Rav also holds this that in Teitze. So it could be the Baraisa speaking about, the first Baraisa speaking about Eila Bonim. So if it was Nizgar Shemetachas Yidei Achas Afsaka Lekolo, is Loisaitzi. And Lein is Garshem Yachel be Yaitzi. Now we have already Rav was made that you are Maitzi with a Keil by Ein Labonim. About Kaponim, Rav Mukilo Lamas Nisim be Yesh Labonim be Yesh Laidim. But the Mishnah is speaking about be Yesh Labonim, and therefore you need be Yesh Laidim. That's why you need Aidim. So the Gemara asks, "Umay duchkei de Rav leukmi lemasnisin b'yesh labonim b'yesh la'edim? V'taima dika edim mafkinim v'lek edim loy mafkinim. Why did Rav have to make such an akimta in the Mishnah? Let's speak about yesh labonim. Dafke yesh la'edim is mafkinim. Lukmi b'she'ein labonim. Let's say the Mishnah is speaking about ein labonim." Navagav the leke edim. Omarove masnisen keshise. Rav had a shverekite on the Mishnah. By irye de toni haitziyuho. Lisni haitziyo. Why did the Mishnah mention haitziyuho mitachas yodai? Why did the Mishnah say Haitziyua? Haitziyua means that Bezdin forced him to give her a get. Mayir detan Haitziyua, listen to Haitziyua. Elo kol oitziyua bebezden. Oitziyua means davke bebezden. Bezden forced him to give a get. Ubezden be'edem udemafki. And bezden is only mafik with edem. So from the Mishnah we see that it is speaking about that there was edem. So why did the Mishnah have to speak about that? Why is it Mestama? The Mishnah is speaking about that. That's Yeshloi Bonin. The Marsha is Ma'irah. So why does it, so according to this it comes out that B'chayra, the first Baraisa, according to the first Baraisa, Anitan Aleishis Ish Veitziyua Al Yodoi V'nizgar Shemitachas Yedeyacha Im Konas Lo Yetzi. Now, Veitziyua, the first Barais, if Veitziyua, Rabos Medaik Veitziyua means Al Yedei Edim. So L'chayra, this is Shver. Here it says, in konas lo yaitzi. If it's vahitzi yuha, so that's what Rav says, it's used only a day edim. So why is in konas lo yaitzi? That kasha the Masha asks on the first baraisa. The first baraisa said vahitzi yuha, nitan aleshish ish vahitzi yuha, and it says lo yaitzi. That's the Masha's kasha. So the Masha says we have to be Geiris Vahitziyo. And that's the really on the side it also says Vahitziyo Vahin Kosav Masha. The Kaunei Re'eim wants to say it's a very interesting teretz. The Kaunei Re'eim wants to say as follows. Could be with Geiris Vahitzi Uha. And Bezden, Tostaka Eidim, that she was Mezane. But, we do not know who the Baal was. That means Edim came and said she was Mizana. That's Veitziyua. We do not know who the Boyle was. The Boyle is that we assume that this person is a Boyle is only to a Koyle. He's a Nitan. That means the Edim only say that she was Mizana. So through, because of the Edim, she's not also to the Nitan. Only because of the Kol. And therefore, Osiyacha va'afsake imkona sein moitzi. It's now that the Gemara was machadish, that Rav is also moide, that with the Kol, by ein loy bonim, you're moitzi from the Nitan. So it's very good. So we can say, afilu yegeiris vahitzi you up. It could be Vaitziyua from the Baal, but the Edom only knew that she was Nivel. They don't know who the Boyle was. So the Boyle is a din of a Nitan. So Nisgash mitach zideyacher im konis lo yaitzi, not Nisgash mitach zideyacher im konis yaitzi als the Kol. That's how the Kaunei Re'eim wants to verempfer. Now the Gemara, so Akoponim, according to this Mahalach, if the Gebaraises stim with Rav, so it comes out Rav is also Moide, that Akoponim by Ein Lebonim, Yomaitzi with a keil from a nitan. That was the first mahalach in the Gemara. The Iboy Yisayme, so the Gemara says, I'll tell you another teretz. That Bemison Rav holds, you are never mitzi with a keil. Rav holds, you're only mitzi with Edom. Now you have a problem. The Baraisa says, you might see with a keil. Shein labonim, you might see with a keil. So the Gemara says, Hani masniyosa rebihi. This Baraisa is going according to Rebbe. The Sanya, we see that Rebbe was machmer. By by Mechur Adovo. So according to Rebbe, you'll be mighty afilo with a keil. But these baraises are going according to Rebbe. In Rav is chaylik. The Rav holds our Mishnah is chaylik on Rebbe. The Sanya, we learned a baraise. Reichel yoitze. Tomorrow we'll learn the way Rashi learns pshat. That a person is about to enter his house, and reichel yaitze, there's a reichel that's meicha psamim, he's just leaving the house as soon as the husband enters, and the husband comes into the house, v'isha chaygeres besina, and he finds his wife that is putting on her michnasayim. Is Khan Shoyal Aben, why did she have to take off the Michnasayim? Now she's the mitzvah putting it on again. So if one wants to make circumstantial evidence, the Reichel is just leaving Agabuch, and she's been Chayga the Sinner, so it's a right that Mustami was Mizana with her. Omar Rebbe, Oyel Mechur Adobo Teitze. Let us see Rashi. Biboy yisayme beloy bonim loy navke beloy edim. Afilu beloy bonim. Rav holds that a koil you're not mafik from a nitan. Finished. Afilu beloy bonim. Vahani mas nisi da omri navke. You're right. You have a baraisa that seems to say klar that you are mafik beloy bonim with a koil. Rebbe omrinu. The mapik isha mi baila bekel kodo. His Rebbe held that a husband is mechuyev to give his wife a get bekel kodo. The Gemara seems to be medame, nitan is a keil, and the mechuyev adavar is also a, that means a keil means something. And a mechua adavar also means something. A Rebbe holds you have to rechem with this. And Rashi says over here, which this is a yesodistic Rashi, the mapik isha mi baila bekel kodu, that what it says teitze means teitze mi baila. Reichel meicha besamim lenoshim liskashit behem. Reichel yoitze min habayis. He's going out of the bayis. Umotzo zes ishte shiche geres besiner. Mechua adovo. Shalohit, why does she have to be chayge? Shalohit tirose mealeh, elol is nice. Sino kemich nesayim, shayu anoshim chaygeres litznias. So teitze is, afilu mi baylo. So if Rebbe holds that a filumi baila takes with a mechua medavo, so memele the boil isn't any better than the baal. So memele, so if in this case could be we don't know bechlalu the boil is a bol kaponim. If it's takes him in a baal, so as mechua radovo, so will be takes him in a boil also by mechua radovo or a keil koldo. Case number one. Case number two. Reik lemailo minakilo. Agav uche, reichu yoitzi Rashi says min habayis, umotzo ze es ishte. There's no edem on this whole thing. The Baal saw it. He saw motzo ze es ishte. So he's machuyev to give her a get. Hayol machua adava, he's machuyev to give her a get. Roik lamaylo min akila, omar rebi, hayol machua adava oteitze. What does this mean? Roik lamaylo min akila, also a roichel yaitze koiv. Again, we have the same scenario. The roichel going out of the house. Umotza bal roik lemailo bigag hakilo sha'al mitosoi. Now, this is very, very modna. Who was sleeping in his bed? Mitosoi. So, dachshmi, the mefonshim say, normally, the husband had a psamon choshev bed than the wife. So, when she wanted to be mezane with this roichel, some stomach, she didn't want, she wanted to show the, they have choshev bed, so they, she slept on her husband's bed. Is mi zorak haroik lamaila, so who spit that the canopy got this roik on the canopy? Ki ima shoychev uponov lamaila. Someone was lying, and it was lying ponov lamaila, and they spit, and they hit the canopy. Ilkach zinso zu, verokeko bishas tashmish, and Thomas, she was lying. And it was Ponel Lamailo, and then she spat. So Memele states it. Min alayim afuchim tachas hamite. Case number 3. We find min alayim afuchim tachas hamite. Min alayim afuchim piyem lamato. The shoes which are turned upside down. Vadai shel nochim meim. So Mustama, this is someone else's shoes. That he turned them upside down, you shouldn't recognize it's a shoe, you shouldn't see, or you shouldn't recognize whose shoe it is. So maybe from upside down, you can't tell. So that means Mustama the Cheshbin was that if someone will come in the middle, so you shouldn't, the shoes, you shouldn't hop right from the shoes. So the Afuchim Lamata. Omar Rebbe, Oil Machu Adobo Teitze. So the Gemara says, "Min alayim afuchim lechzi demanina." Let's figure this out over here. Here we have take. Whose shoes are they? So the Gemara says, "Elam mokim min alayim afuchim." So what does Rashi say? "Mokim min alayim afuchim." Niker mokim afichoson ba'ofo shetachas hamita. It's nikel, that means there's no shoes here anymore, but we look underneath the bed, so we see the imprint of the shoes, that the shoes were put upside down. Loshen moirim. Loshen acher mokim haminolayim, motza hofuch, shebo umotza es minoleo bemokim shuroga losis shaloi. Minolayim afuchim means he comes home, and he finds her shoes where he keeps his shoes. So what happened when the hapachu? Why was she mashana? Why was she mahapach the mokim of her shoes? What's bad? What's bad with her place? The vaday nochi bol lekam v'som in olav v'mokim shaloh, because he wasn't put his shoes where her shoes usually are. V'shaloh b'mokim bal. Berishain Iker, the first shot is Iker, dim kain, hafuch mi boile. So it's not minolayim hafuchim, the minolayim are hafuch, the namokim hafuch, and if I count the fuchim vices that the shoes were turned upside down. Gabuch, before we go further, there's a beautiful ha'ore that Rabbeinu Avraham Minahor asks on Rashi. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that we had a baraisa that you might see from the boil with a curl by a labonim. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's Rabbi. Rabbi holds you might see with a curl. And the Rabbi says, "I feel the Baal has to give a get with a b'hayol machur adobo." So the Rabbi Avraham Minahor asks, But we find by Yesh Labonim, you're not Moitzi with a girl. Because then you have to take the children into consideration. So let's talk about something else. So what will be the din? So this Rebbe that took the children into consideration, who was sensitive to what can happen to the children, so even though there's a keil, if yesh labonim, forget about it. Then we don't reckon with the keil. We have to be sensitive to what's going to happen with the children. So what will be in this case of hoyel umechuah adovo? What Rebbe said that the husband has to give a get. What will be if there's children? The Gemara's medame the boyel to the baal. So l'chayre the baal also shouldn't have to give a get if there's children. So why didn't the Baraisa say this? That kasha the ben Avram minahor es. That means if the Gemara is being medame l'chura dover to koil and baal to boyel, so kaponim the shizicher rabin. If you're forcing the baal to give a get, you're spelling it out per molei. That forget that she was mezane, so l'chayre there should have been a chilek if there's yesh labonim, ain labonim. That kasha ben Avrom in the Hor asks. Zok the Gemara weiter. So the second teretz is that forget is a machlokes Rav and Rebbe. The braises go according to Rav and to Rabbi, and Rav is saying, Shad, not Mishnah. So the Gemara says, V'hilchese kevosei de Rav, V'hilchese kevosei de Rabbi. We paskin like Rav, and we paskin like Rabbi. He said, the Gemara, kashe, hilchese, hilchese, that's double talking. Paskin like Rav, we paskin like Rabbi. So the Gemara says, loy kashe. Sometimes we'll paskin like Rav, and sometimes we'll paskin like Rabbi. Or be called the posik, if the keil was nifsak, there was a keil, and the keil was nifsak. See, Rashi lemshat the keil was nifsak was that there was a keil that said that this the nitan was mezana with this isha, and then there came out a keil contradicting the first keil. The whole thing is shekev because of him. The keil that was nifsak. So then, we paskin like Rav, that a keil is nothing. Nothing, that imkonas lo yoytzi. Rebbe holds a fill in such a case, imkonas yoytzi. But we don't paskin like Rebbe in such a case. We'll paskin like Rav. Oh, be kola deloy posik, but if you have a kol deloy posik, so memele, so there wasn't a second coil that was menaged the first coil. So then we paskin like Rebbe, and we'll say that in konas yoytzi. Kolo the loy posik veleka edim ke Rebbe. So call it the loy posik, and there's no edim, we paskin like Rabbi, but call it the loy posik. Call it the posik. Pika edim kerav. Only if there's edim, then kerav. If there's no edim, I call it the posik, we won't be mitzi. The kolo the loy posik at kame. Now what is called a kolo the loy posik? How long the people have to he's speaking about this news. Omar Abaye Omrili Aim Daimi de Moso Yoima Palka. When does one become a nechshad? If a day and a half this was being spoken about, so should they ha'ir become with a curl of a day and a half? The loy amoron, edle the loy posak, baini u baini. It was a nifsak. Abu posak, baini u posak. So it was nifsak. The loy amoron, edle the loy posak, machmas yire. That when we say that posak is a mitzim yodoi, that this posak wasn't machmas yire. Aber posak machmas yire, machmas yire hu. That means if the message was spread around that if they don't stop the curl or they don't make a new curl, something's going to happen. So that's how this curl stopped. So that's why it was generated a new curl. To say that there was shekel, so that doesn't mean anything. If there was yira, there was a fear from, from the nita. Yeah. V'loyim al no delek o'ivim. Abolik o'ivim, o'ivim udav kelo kola. If the nitan has o'ivim, so, the whole call is worthless. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. V'hilchese kevosei derav, da oma ein machzikin kolo elo be'edim. Only machzik akel only with edim. Without edim, it's nothing. The posik, so Rashi l'nshat, sheyotzo kel acher loymar sheker hu alas. That's called a curl de posak. Doimi moso, chshudei ha'ir. Lishnachini doimi, de lo yodi vadi, elo omri bedidomi loshen moiri. That means, doimi speaking the speakers. The speakers who are speaking, they're bedidomis. This is a hashore from them. But they're speaking a day and a half. Rabbein Avraham in the hall wants to say, "Omom odle posak beni beni, but posak beni a beni a posak." That's me. He wants to say pshat that here it means that we just said before, a curl the posak is not a curl. So he says that he wants to say a curl the posak means a curl, not the way Rashi says. That there was a curl went out against the first curl. A curl the posuk means the curl stopped. That's the first thing. A curl went out a half a day, everyone was talking, and then it stopped. They stopped talking. That's a curl the posuk. That's one thing. Avol, then the most saying, the mon el doloi posuk beini ubeini. Avol posuk beini beini, or posuk. Here the most saying another thing. That they started, the shir of a curl doloi posuk is a day and a half. A day and a half means they started talking the beginning of the day. In the middle, it was quiet. And the end of the day, they started talking again. So that's another chiddush. So, lemaise, mitchilosai v'soife, they were speaking. In the middle, they stopped. So, forget, he's telling us that posak beini or beini is also called a kel de posak. He says, the first din of Kel the Pasuk means they spoke a half a day and finished. They stopped speaking, period. And then he wants to say a bigger Kiddush, that a fellow, the Trilis Hayoim and the Seif Hayoim of Matzah, they are talking. But in the middle there was a Zman of Hefzik. That's also called a Kel the Pasuk, not like Rashi. Rashi learns that Pasuk means that there was a Kel that's Menagit. Taketi also time is machmasiri. He says machmasiri, you don't talk. Not machmasiri, there's a kill for kelt. See why he wants to say not like Rashi, the Ben Avraham in a home. Al kaponim, this is Shitas Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. Omar Rebbe, hoyel umechuva, mechuva radovo teitze. So Rashi learned pshat, that teitze min habal. Im Rabbeinu Tam, the teitze min haroichel im nises loy. We're not talking at all about the baal. We're talking about the boil. That the whole chumra of Rebbe, that this is teitze min haboil. The chalosugi ayri benitan. The ein loyma teitzim min abal, de ne isha neseres abala al yedei kini yestire. Oy she yiru kiderech hamenafim. But the stamas zay to be meitzi an isha mi baila, you need the motzo ba'elvas dova, the gmor darshas dova, dova mi momen, you need a biru. That she was mezana to be meitzi isha mi baila. Voy, the legabi baal have a kola de bosa nisuin. This is a koil that came out after the nisuin. The oma bisha rabbi. The lekola de la bosa nisuin loy chashina. So you see a koil after nisuin loy chashina. Now Taisvis says, v'roik, so now Taisvis is asking a kashe of a gemore. That a koil that comes out after nisuin is not shown to be maitzi nishimi bailo. So now is Kan Shoyel Aben. So how do you know how to hear where Rebbe is speaking about Roik on the Kila? How do you know to weigh that Roik on the Kila is like a kola the boss in the suit? Maybe a kola is schwacher than Roik. Maybe Roik Yomaitzimi Baila. How do you know to ask a kasha from to the Mimidama a kola the boss in the suit to Roik? So Taisha says, "V'roik lemaila begaga kila loy odif." It's not any better mikola de loy posik. It's not better than a kola de loy posik. Why? The besomach oma the lerebi mafkinon. The Gemara says later, according to Rebbe, we mafkinon afilu bekola de posik. Rebbe, we don't paskin like Rebbe by kola de posik. We paskin like Rav. But according to Rebbe, I feel like calling the posik your mafkina. Mikoyach ach bereises. So how did the Gemara know that Rebbe held that I call the posik, that I call the posik your mafkina? So al kochoch you see that mechubar adover is the equivalent to call the posik. Now, if the Gemara says in Yevamos later that a kola de loy posik lach and is suin with not mafkin from the baila, savadi gives mechua adovo, yizicha not mafkin in mi baila. Elavadai teitze min aroichel im noso. No teitze means min aroichel. The roik le mailo begak hakile. Avi kola de kamin is sui roichel. This is a kill before he got married. וכן פרש רבינו חננו. וכן נראה לריד מתוך הלוך המש מדי מציין הידי קל מבילה, דקום האגמה עושה, ובזדין בעידם הוא דמאפקי. מש מדי דובר פושטו דמיבלה מפקינן אלה בעידם. אף על גב דמי ניתן קטוני בברייס דמאפקי בקל, בעין בוני מן הראשון, so good, that's from the Nitan, but stell nicht zu the Nitan to the Baal. Vaha de itzterich bahani uvdi de seifne dorim, lahanu taimi de itze shor. The Gemara brings very interesting maises, and the Gemara says reasons why the woman is mutter. Dim ise da obad isure irchusi have mirches, vim ise da obad isure nechalei de lecho. Let's first say the second case. The second case was that there was a strange man in the house, and the husband comes in, and he wants to eat some food. So the strange man pops up and says, don't eat the food, a snake put poison in the food. Now there's a big kasha, what are you doing here in the house? That's a kasha. But the mother says, listen, if he was mezana with her, he wouldn't have popped up. So let him eat, if he was mezana with her, he wasn't mezana with her, so memela, that's why he has no interest that the husband should die, fakir. So Mamela, so the Gemara brings this raya, therefore, loitaitse. Because we see, we have a raya from this. The first case was that she was hiding a man in the house, and he had a very good hiding place. And the husband came in, and this person went and ran out, and everyone saw him, and he broke a fence, and he ran out. So the Gemara says, if he would take a bimazan, he would have remained in the matzav of hiding. He wouldn't have run out and be megalim. So tzarai, he wasn't mezana. So lechayre, we have here an offene Gemara that the Gemara is telling us reasons, oichoches, that means there was something suspicious. What is this person doing here? So we had oichoches that Abakocha, he wasn't mezana with her because we have these rais. So lechayre, that Gemara is an offene stira to Taisvus. Taisvus holds that you never might see me by law, only with Eidim, with Kinyastira. Nira Lari, so the Ri says, no, that Gemara is speaking about another case in Gansen, the Hosam Ba'imeres Tmeyani. There it's talking about, she says she was Mizana. And there's a din of Shav Yanav Shechatikha Di Surah. She says it was Mizana with him. Kimas Nisan the Hosam, the Allah Koi, Vafilohochi Shari Mahanetaime. Fakir, she says it was Mizana with him, and he said, Mistami wasn't Mizana, you're a liar. Avu Ba'imeres Tahirani, but our case, if she says she was Ta'irah, Shari Malav Ani Ta'im Edosa. So Mamela, so Taisu says, Asugi is speaking about when she says Ta'irani. So all these circumstantial evidences which point that there was no, is meaningless. Alalocha doesn't mean anything. And that Gemara is speaking about that she said Tmeyani Loch. The Ainla Tmeya. So Taisu says, if there it's speaking about that was Taka Shav Yanavsha, my Sharia, so why is he Taka Mutta? Kivin Shemeres Tmei, or Shevisa Lenavsha, Chaticha Disure. So Taishu says, the Lafisha Ro, Chachoman Shinis Kalkulu, Anoshim, Litain, Eineim, Ba'acha, that the women started to try to find they fell in love with other men. And so that's an easy way to get rid of the husband, to say to me, Niloch, the Reba Imris Kain Meshakris, is Lakach Nirelem Latiron. So it seems that this Reiv was Migareya, the Nemonis of Shav Yanavshe. So therefore it wasn't accepted. And therefore, so we had any Heichoches that is Taka, not true. So we weren't Chayish at all for what she said. Oh, be called the posik, umiyu rab gufe islay loishna called the posik, loishna called the loy posik. He says, the Gemara just says that by called the posik, we paskin like Rebbe. We paskin like Rebbe, but Rav himself holds that, for the called the posik, you also not mapik. Let us go further in the Gemara. Tanan Hosam, we learned a Mishnah in Gittin. Hamoitzi es ishtoi mishum shemra lo yachsa. This is hanegei olonu, this halacha. That if a person gave his wife a get, mishum shemra, that means what's a shemra? That people were speaking she was mizana. Is lo yachsa. He's not permitted to remarry her. Mishum neda lo yachzer. If he gave her a get because she was an adronit, she made difficult nedarim, lo yachzer. Let us see Rashi. Mishum neda lo yachzer. V'taimim beforish hosam bar sheleach get. Shim'ato yoyma yachzer. If you're going to say yachzer, that means she had nedarim, which he couldn't be saved all these nedarim. He had no eitzah how to be mata these nedarim, so he gave her a get. So, and he said he's giving a get, mishum neder. So he said, fine, but remember you can never marry her. Remarry her. Shim ata oima yachse. Because if you're going to say that he's permitted to remarry her, so it could come out of meir de kekilku. That she'll get married to someone else. And then she's going to go to a chochem, and And he'll be mata the neder, the yoimer ha-megarish. Now the megarish will say, ilu ha-yisi yoideya, she is hetel the neder shenobro. If I would have known you could be mata the neder, im ha-yunaisnali mea monolo yisi megarish. I never given her a get. Shehoisa chaviva lai b'yoisa. V'nimso zem mevatel gita lemafreya, v'oikroi. So it comes out, with this pisgum, he's saying that he wants to be mevatel the get. It's a get toys. The whole, he said he gave her a get because of the neder. So, I mean, he spelled it out black and white. So, memel, if he would have known he could be mata the neder, so it's a get betoys. So, memel is mevatel the get, v'oikroi benemin asherim mamzerim. And now the kinder of the second husband will be mamzerim. Lefikach, oimrim loy metchil ebe yedei. Listen, Rabbi, you're giving her a get because of the door. That's what you're selling her. So you have to know one thing. If you're giving her a get because of a neder, you should know there's no etzi. You can never remarry her. And if you like her and it's the neder, say you back is shetel anidra. So before giving her a get, don't think you'll be able to take her back with such a tiny. We're telling you, you're not allowed to remarry her. So after he hears this pisgum and he still gives her a get, so we see the whole story that he's telling later is not sure. Then he won't be able to be oikah the get. That's a tait mishum ned, mishum shemra, sheyotzole, that is shemra, lo yachzik, the frish is time, shemra tinosi la'achet. A new coil will come out that whole first coil was shaken. Is therefore Chazal made a takana to prevent any kilkulim. Abid, you have to know you're making a step that cannot, you can't change what you're doing now. If you're giving a get, you know it's forever. Fine. Sholach le Rabbe Barav Une le Rabbe Barav Nachman. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Konas Mahu Sheyoitzi. Siklar de Shaila by Moitzis Ishtoi Mishum Shemra. What will be the din? He married her. The din is lo yachzi. You're not allowed to marry her. He married her. What happens now? Do we force him to give a get, or married is married? Omale, Tanino, we learned Hanitan al Eishis Ish, Voitzio mitachas yodai, Afalpi shekonas yoitzi. Is Lachaire, we have to understand what the dimin is, but Lachaire, the dimin is, we'll see soon, L'chayr the dimin is as follows, that somehow he understood that the shaila is, since he was moitzi mishum shemra, so l'chayr he assumed that shitaka was mezane, so now there was a koil, and he assumed that she was mezane. So that should be the shaila im konas meitzim miyode. If we assume that she was mezane, you have to go and give her a get. So she's a seita labal, and that's how Rabbi Barav Nachman was madam. There was a keil that this person was a nitan, was a boyo. So it says im konas yaitzi. So memela we see that when there was a curl on znus, your mapik minaboyl, in huadin will be mapik from the baal. We said lo yachzer, and if it was yachzer, he'll have to give her a get. So he asked him, Azustelte the Mishnah, Midomi Osam Haitziyua. The Mishnah speaking about that there were Edim that she was Mizane. And, so Mamela Vashtetach, not Altskoil, Altsedim, like Rav said. If there were Edim that she was Mizane with Tanitam Vashtetach, he has to go and give her a get. But over here, there was only a Koil of Shemra. So, for a Koil, you don't give a get. The Rabbi Barav Nachman was nissen name Yetziotna. Rabbi Barav Nachman that was poshut from the Mishnah, he didn't learn like Rabbi, it seems. He was geiris in the Mishnah Yetziot. So fakel, so you see there was a koil, and by a koil, you might see me bailo, even for the boil. So who adin, this koil you might see from the bow. I mean, Agavuche, we just learned Taisvis just said this, when Taisvis is Schelek and Rashi, you can't stell zu boil to bow, that's the whole Taisvis over here. L'chay, this Gemara is mamish like Rashi, the Gemara's medame bow to boil. But l'chay, it's no kashe, because this Taisvis is talking about the takeout from the first time. That means the first time to be mapik and isha mi bailo, so that you need dova dova mi mom. You can't take out an isha mi bailo. But here we're talking about he gave her a get already. So that's, he gave her a get. Now, and he wasn't permitted to remarry her. Now he married her again, so could be already, this is showing another inyan already. That means after he gave her a get, and now he shouldn't have married her. So now it could be, will be mighty out the kill. So the Gemara asks, Vakati mi domi. Hoche bal, voho som boil. Still no tsushto. How can you stel tsu bal to boil? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Ekonas mashe yaitzi merzira mashe nechefen olaitzi tanina anita v'hosam nami mafkin mibaylo the kiven v'hosam nami mafkin mibaylo the kiven daitzia mishum shemra gilo datoi shakel emes he gave her a get he was megala dasa to kill his emes v'nes oloi." So Rashi explains the Dimyan beautifully. That means when the boil married her, so the boil was marzik the kill. We said that the zicha lezus fasayim, when he marries, he zicha marzik the kill. So a kill that was hurzik al yedeya boil is sufficient to be mighty from the boil. So who adin? If the husband gave her a get, so this was a curl that was hurzek al yedei the husband, so it's also sufficient to be meitzi from the husband. So the Gemara said, nay, yeleni hasa meitziyu bezn shabaydi tume vasur labor minatoyre, hocha itziya, vahaydo lo yagzer da rabonon, the whole thing is, we don't know she's a saite, the whole thing is a rabonon. Verabe bar nachme masnisanam itziyat nam, belo yeidim. Hilkach lo yasur ala boyul, elo mishum lezus vasaymi da rabono. Tefilohochi ktoni yoitzi. So the Gemara says, vakate midomi, hoche baal herzirem. So Rashi says, ve'ein dovo ze megunehu. Hosam boyul koines ve'dovo megunehu. That means, this a double meguna for the boil to be kainisa. And, here it's not a double meguna. He wasn't mechuyiv to give her a get to begin with, lechayre. So kapona to be mars is not a double meguna. So what's the tsushta? Omalei, shapidomi adodi. So, Rabbi Barav Nachman said, no, they're both similar. Hocham a rabbonu lo yichnis. By us is the din layichnis from konos yaitzi. Achinam rabbanu layachs from konos yaitzi. So it's the same. So what is v'loihi? Hosam alume alme lekole, hocham rinin kombe bekole v'lesi. So Rashi says, Amalei shape domi ladodi, doche v'ochim id rabbanu. V'loihi. Hosam hukshe konas boil alume alme lekele rishin. When the boil was kainis so fakert, so that was marzik the kele rishin. She'emis oya alaz. Avol hoche ksher zira bal betulei batle lekola, demrine mi der zira kimlei bekola, chosa robodik bekol rishin shol shem ramotsu shayinei fakert. So the chazore is maklish the kol, ma she ein kein the knisa of the nitan is malim the kol. So meile here is a din, if you have a kol olim, is in konash yaitzi. Masha ain kain, if you have a keil kolish, so there the din will be im hirze lo yaitz. Let us see Taisvis. Vakati mi domi. We have here a whole bove, vakati mi domi, and then he answered him, ochibal vosem boil, omolei shapu domi, adar, we have a whole shakla vataye. So Taisus is Bisforim Yishonim Legorsele. El Legorsi, the Gemara goes as follows. We skip around one sentence in the Shakl of the Rabbi Baba Nachman Eitzia Tani. So, he learned Eitzia. Hoche Baal, Hoche Boyu. And this is Rabbi Baba Nachman is not Matmos Eskikash, Hoche Baal, Hoche Boyu. Forget Rabbi Baba Nachman saying it. It's Eitzia. Here's the Baal. Here's the Boyu. Hoch omer rabbonon that lo yichnei sim konas yoitzi, so hoch omer rabbonon lo yachse ve michse yoitzi. Vaad ve loyi, chachi nu yu. Everything was divrei Rabbi Barav Nachman. Bochi pirush. Ve Rabbi Barav Nachman yoitziya toni. Ve kima de toni yoitziya. Since our mission is also itziya, ba'ochi bal ba'ochel boyel itziya. Here, the bal and here the boyel was itziya. V'loy bez, v'lochi tari maslisim konas yoitzi. Uadin, osam begit nami im konas moitzi. V'yofe poshit rabba barav nachme. So it was poshit v'kel. Both are itziya, and they should be din im konas yoitzi. Masik v'lohi. Come baby, call it the lesson. Over there, if he's marzer, so we say he was bevara that the curl was not ice cold. Umasha also larsa, ain't mishum shasvurim oilum shasulay mishum shemra. Fakert, how he's not allowed to return is not because the people will think that she's also them. Fakert, asavri the come baby, call it. The last one, Mishum Kilkula, Mishum Pritzis, Kinemrin and Begitten. Verkehrt the whole reason, La Yars is for a different reason in Ganzen. The Kosher Lari, the Hayach Hoye Medama Oise Rabbe Barav Nachman, Bechilo Yehoye Yedeye Tam Zer, Rabbe Barav Nachman did not know the Tam of Kilkul, the Behedim of Oshlan, the Taime Beshalech Bebreise, that there's two tamim. One tam is the tam of Kilkul, which Rashi mentions, that if the lo yachzer or else will be mekalkul, the second husband with the children. Or there's a tam of pritzish, lo yei b'naisis or prutzis barayis, and thus, so they said, if she was a prutza b'nedorim and barayis, he says, I'm giving you a get because of arayis and fakelt. So there's a tekon, he shouldn't remarry her again. So it's gone under a timing, not because we're chayish for the keil. So Taisa says, no, Rabbi Barav Nachman did not know of these baraises. So he was under the impression that the reason layarzer is because Fakert, he was ma'amis the keil. So Fakert, so it's a keil now. There's a keil that she was a saitis. He's not allowed to return it. Inami oimeri the Rabbi Barav Nachman yodei a time of the kilkul of pritzis. He also knew that that's the reason why yes, Abu Seiver, The Konish Yaitzi, he held that in his Konish Yaitzi, Nesha Oilam Ein Yaitim Atam De Kilkula Pritzer. That's the real Tam La Yachse. The little Tam of La Yachse is Alts Kilkula. But that the Lomdim know. But the world doesn't know as Alcha Taimim. El Saivrim, the Welt Halt. Why is it La Yachse? Shemach Meshemra Asuroloi, Kivin Shegilsha Ayedein Kein. That means that the reason the world understands the din of layachse not out the true reason. Now the world understands layachse v'ket v'yemaitzim mishum shemra. So she was taken mizana. You're not allowed to return her. She's also to you mishum saite. Kivin shegil shayidei kain. If you gave her a get because of the shemra, so mistame. You are mavara the kail, so she's also to you. Ulechach. So that's how the world understands layachse. Im konas yaitzi mishum renona kemas nisim dahoch. So fakert. So if the world understands layachse out the kail, so memele. So therefore we have to have a din im konas yaitzi that it should stem with how the world understands the layachse. Or else to be a tati disasri. Here it's lo yachsa al tzoyt, and here it says, imkonas lo yaitzi. Umasik v'loi hi she yitoylam b'ze. No, the world never makes a toys. Ki eschile godl be mesnisen dochel mesnisen dohose. Dohochi almi lekole, and there vakert, he's mevatel v'keil. Period. Let us see the next Mishnah. Amei vi get mimdina sayom. And he was mevare that the get was written in Gechasmet in front of him was Lishma. Lo yisa es ishtoi. So he's not permitted to marry his wife. The wife of the grusha. So what does Rashi say? A mevi get mimdines ayom, tzor shemu b'fanechta faninechta. The reason you have to say Pani Nichtav is Vishain Bekiyim Lishmo. This is a Shvera Rashi. The Gemara says in Gittin that the Fakir, that's a Machlokes Rabin Rove, and everyone holds like Rove als Ein Edim Etzim Lekaimoy. So the Barakoyin is the Kashan Rashi, where Rashi says that it's a time we don't pass them on. Anyway. Lo yises ishtoi hoyel vadiburei samchinam. Since we rely on him, so it's unclear in Rashi, so since we rely on him, and now he's going to marry the woman, so it would seem that either people will say that we see the whole reason said before Neinichta, because he wanted to marry her. People will put two and two together that the Fanei Nichtav was because he wanted to marry her. Mace, but if he came and said Mace, Horaktiv, Horagnuha. He said Mace Baile, one case. Horaktiv, or I killed him. He's dead now. Or Horagnuha, or we killed him. We'll see later in the Gemara exactly what the difference between Horagnuha and Horaktiv is. Is also lo yisas ishtoi, also the same reason. So Rashi says, "May sarakti v'ragnu lo yisas ishtoi hoyel v'aleidusei hinisays." Because of him, she's permitted to get married. Ikalizus v'asai. So people start talking. Shema einav nosambo v'heyi cheker. Aval la'achet hinosi di isha nisays beidecha. But he shouldn't marry her because people will start talking. He died very conveniently because he wanted to marry her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Horaktiv leitinose ishtoi, horagnu tinose ishtoi. Odasi Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Horaktiv leitinose ishtoi, afilu la'acher alpiv. If he said Horaktiv, he didn't say mace, he said, I killed him. So then she's not permitted to get married, period. Lefishu meisim atzmei roshe. Because lefi dvorov, he's saying he's a retzeya. Lefishu meisim atzmei roshe. I can't accept this Eidus. If the whole Eidus is that he killed him, the reason her husband's dead because he killed him, so it's coming out Lefi Dvorav, he's a Rosha. And the Rosha is Posel Eidus. So I can't accept this Eidus. What's the difference between Horaktiv and Horagnu? Zok de Gemore, Taime de Mimedina Sayom, Dolei Kosam Chinam. If he's bringing a get Mimedina Sayom, that we need the Biru of Bafonei Nechtov to be Mevarda Tzakosher get, so then we say that he's not allowed to marry her. We're relying on you, and people say, Fakel, that you said this because you wanted to marry her. Avum Eretz Yisoil. The lav oleika samchina. Eretz Yisoil doesn't have to say b'fani nicht, b'fani necht. He just brought the get. The get speaks for itself that that was a get. So memele the lav oleika samchina. Yisas ishtoi. Then he's allowed to marry her. For meis the lav oleika samchina. So the Gemara says meis also. You don't rely on him. The omar mar ishe daiko minzebe. That means that we're not soymech on an eid echad alone. That when eid echad says meiz bailo, we're soymech that before she'll get married, she'll be mevar that her husband was dead. So memele, we're also not soymech on him completely. So why here's loyisa sishti? What is this different than a maybe get Beretz Yisrael? So the Gemara answers, Hosom, over there, Leke Kisve. There's no shtar. So Memele, so even though you have a Haitaisvis Bir of Hor Daika Minseve, but Afal Pikain, there's still his Namonis also. There's no shtar that's being made under Gerushin. Hochike kisvo, this nan ma ben get la misa shaksav moichiach. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Avu me eretz Yisrael, ha mevi get me eretz Yisrael, ein zorech loime bufonei nichta bufonei nichta. Vo ha meis de loi ilavi samchine, de chi oma meis baal hodu shore rabonel in suvi liache, loi alei samchine. So the Gemara says, no, but it's still no dimyan. We learned Nemonis Lahavi Gito. So it seems the Gemara means to say that there's a greater birl from the shtar than from her daiko minzibit. So that's why meis lo yisas ishtoi.